This special edition of the Ag Pro Podcast comes from the Ag Retailers Association DC Help Desk. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of Ag Pro, and for this episode, we visit with Richard Gupton, Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Counsel at ARA. Richard's going to talk to us about the EPA proposed revisions to regulations of coal ash that could impact ag retailers, their farmer customers, and the availability of gypsum, as well as how you can submit comments before the October 15th deadline. The Agricultural Retailers Association seeks to assist members with questions about federal legislation impacting agriculture and regulatory compliance issues, and one such resource is the DC Help Desk. Joining us today is Richard Gupton to talk about the proposed revision to EPA regulations that could specifically impact gypsum availability. Hi, Richard. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So let's jump right in. Tell our audience a little bit more about the pending revisions that could directly impact gypsum.
Well, the EPA has out for proposed revisions to regulations, and it deals with the disposal of what's called coal combustion residuals. It's commonly referred to as coal ash, and that is from utility plants. So the coal-burning utility plants have these coal ash residuals, and there's like, what do you do with those products? So one of the beneficial uses of those is, and it's made through our filtration and an extensive process, is a product called flue gas desulfurization gypsum, or FGD gypsum. It's very similar to mined gypsum, and these products have been used, or gypsum products have been used, as a fertilizer and a soil additive on U.S. farmland for over 250 years. It's an essential source of plant nutrients and calcium and sulfur for some certain crops, and we're concerned because they're looking at potentially changing the beneficial use criteria and their threshold levels, or how they treat piles of these products that could cause an unfair financial hardship on agricultural retailers as well as impact their farmer customers.
Wow. So we are approaching an application season for gypsum here in the fall. How immediate could the impact be out in ag retail?
Well, I think for the immediate, this part of the season, it's fine, because there again, the comment period closes October 15th, 2019. So going up next Tuesday, and any kind of finalized regulations wouldn't go in effect until those changes are issued by EPA. The concern we have is twofold. One, we're trying to make sure gypsum, including the FGD gypsum that comes from these utility plants, are excluded or exempted from the underlying regulation. It's called the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, and this proposal. So we're requesting them be exempt, that they do not cause any ecological harm. And again, this is a soil additive that's positive for the agricultural industry. And the alternative, if they're not willing to do that, the current regulations have a 12,400-ton pile threshold level. Most ag retailers only store approximately like 10,000 tons over a 3 to 4 month period during the key growing season. And again, this is real critical for crops like peanuts. So it's only temporary piles under their threshold. So an alternative, we ask them to maintain that threshold level.
So the coal ash is still going to be produced by these utility plants. If these revisions get pushed through to the regulation, we're really missing out as an industry in being able to have a beneficial use of this otherwise, you know, utility waste.
You're 100% correct. The waste is going to be there, and it's like, how do you treat it? Is it going to go into a landfill that maybe could cause actual problems, or do you want to have it processed and get products like this, the FGD gypsum, that can be used for agricultural purposes? The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Services, they have programs in place and financial incentives for farmers to utilize gypsum, including this type of gypsum from these plants, as a soil amendment, and why is that? It improves water quality by reducing phosphorus runoff, and also reduces potential pathogens from reaching ground and surface water from manure. And USDA has adopted it's a conservation practice standard called amending soil properties with gypsum products. So they are promoting it as well. We've asked USDA to weigh in with EPA related to that. There's other fertilizer products that are exempt from the RCRA regulations, whether that's zinc fertilizer or others. And we just want to make sure gypsum is treated in the same way and exempt from those regulations because it's safe for use. The other thing I'll mention, too, is gypsum is also can be used as a food additive. It's commonly referred to as calcium sulfate. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said it's acceptable for human consumption as a dietary source of calcium. It's even included used to condition water, used in brewing beer, for example, or wine production, canned vegetables, ice cream, and a whole bunch of other foods. So it can be safely used. And the alternative to your point is if you make it fairly onerous and put a bunch of regulatory burdens on the ag sector, they won't utilize those products, and there won't be a beneficial use towards coal ash, and it'll just go into some landfills that could actually cause issues.
You mentioned, some of the conservation practices and applications of gypsum, how important it is in peanut production. Could you shine any additional light on just the scope of gypsum use and how wide any changes could be impactful?
It's used on other crops, whether it's cotton, corn, wheat, and alfalfa, for example. And, I mentioned about the reducing phosphorus runoff. The perfect example in NRCS has highlighted this. We've seen algae blooms and other issues up in the Great Lakes, right, Lake Erie. So using gypsum to reduce the phosphorus runoff can help reduce those algae blooms as well. So there's lots of positive things that can be done throughout the country by the utilization of gypsum. And so we just want to make sure that product doesn't get captured and our industry doesn't get captured in some regulations and have a bunch of unintended consequences.
So, Richard, you talked about that October 15th deadline for comments. How can folks go about submitting comments?
We have a grassroots action alert that we sent out to our members. If you go to the ARA website, aradc.org, and go under the public policy tab under Take Action, there's an opportunity to submit comments. It's fairly simple. It's got all the background information on the proposed regulation with links to the proposal, links to information on USDA's NRCS programs. And it's just you fill out your name. It's a couple of clicks. We ask people if they can personalize the message and talk about the conditions in their area, what their crops grown, farmers that could be impacted and their facilities. But it's just a few clicks. You submit comments, and it's a pretty simple process that we set up, and then you just all get it on our website.
Excellent. Now, I know, Richard, on a different note, October 15th also presents the early bird deadline for the upcoming ARA conference. What should folks know about the opportunity that this annual event has?
Yeah, you mentioned the deadline for the early bird rate is October 15th. The deadline for the booking a hotel room that's going to be at the Sheraton New Orleans Hotel in Louisiana is November 8th. And we've got a lot of great breakout topics, whether it's focusing on customer experience, making digital interactions easy, agricultural sustainability through soil health and federal issues, and talking about, gypsum is one of those issues for soil health. The expo hall is almost sold out, so if there's anybody interested in exhibiting, they should get in contact with ARA related to that. And again, there's a great opportunity for networking with ag retailers and suppliers, some great educational programming in place as well. And so we encourage people to sign up. There's also, we usually have a golf invitation on this year. It's at the TPC Louisiana where they have the Zurich Classic. And so if somebody wants to participate in the golf tournament, same location as the pros, they can do that at our annual event.
Excellent. Well, Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
No, I appreciate it very much, the opportunity. But in the closing, I will say there's another comment, and it's on our Take Action website. On October 21st, there's the comment deadline for the hours of service reforms. closes, and so we encourage members also weigh in with Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration in support of those revisions too. So, and I appreciate the opportunity today.
Excellent. So if you are an ARA member with advocacy or regulatory questions, or interested in booking meetings with your representative or getting answers from regulatory agencies, log in and send questions through ARA's DC Help Desk. Many questions and issues can be answered or resolved within a few business days. And as Richard mentioned, there's great resources available. Go to aradc.org/helpdesk or call 202-457-0825.